Everybody's ready. Okay, welcome back to another installment of Doctrine for Your Soul.
欢迎大家回到新的一个让教义可以与我们的灵魂相连接的课程。
Today we'll be talking about the cosmic system.
今天我们要来谈属世的系统。
This is where we're jumping off from Genesis chapter 6 verse 5, which said that there's a lot of evil in the world.
这是我们从创世纪六章第五节提到的，就是这个世上有非常非常多的邪恶。
So we really need to understand what the evil is to understand what was happening upon the world at that time.
而我们真的非常需要知道什么是邪恶，而且在那个时代到底发生了什么事。
Now, this is quite a big concept, and there might be some concepts which you're hearing today which you find a little bit unbelievable.
这是一个非常非常大的一个概念哦，而且呢，今天我们想要教的东西里面会或许会让你有一些觉得这些概念怎么会这么难以置信。
Especially in regards to how we say pervasive, like how much evil there really is in the world.
而最主要是让人难以置信的是，这个世上有这么多的邪恶。
Especially things which you thought were very good for the world and very good for society, but that the Bible actually teaches that these things are evil.
而且呢，我们甚至会发现，很多我们认为是为了这个社会、为了世界非常好的一些事情，但是根据圣经却说这是邪恶的。
So I just pray, and we'll have our prayer as well, but my prayer is that you can approach the lesson today with a very open mind, a very objective mind.
而我今天要跟大家先做一个祷告，希望呢这个祷告是让我们所有的人都能够更有开放的心情来学习这些新的概念。
And that doesn't mean you have to believe everything you're hearing just because I want you to believe, but you need to look at all the facts, the information objectively.
即使呢你或许并不是所有我们所教导的你都接受，也不能强迫自己接受，但是至少你要先看看这些事实可以摆在眼前，你可以把它用一个目标性去想象这些事实是不是能够让你幸福。
We use the word objective, you know, objective is like,
目标性的。
Okay, there's another word like, 客观, I think.
Sorry, 客观性的。
So, if you look at things objectively,What that means is looking from the side of truth, and truth is only found in the Bible.
而这个所谓的很客观的呢，是让我们理解到底什么是事实，而真实真理都是在圣经里所写的。
Most people will think, well, you know, I'm being objective, but you cannot be objective unless you know the truth.
很多人说我是一个很客观的人，我看事情都是很客观的，但是如果你不能真正理解，不能真正站在事实的角度去思维，那就不能称之为客观。
Okay, you know, I think we're all sort of here in the classroom at the moment, so we'll get started by naming our sins to God the Father.
我们先让我们一起来向神认罪祷告开始今天的课程。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that you've given to us today.
感谢天父给我们今天的时间。
We pray that as we focus on the message, that the Holy Spirit can teach us the things that we need to know.
而且我们希望祷告，我们能够将所有的专注放在圣灵教导我们的所有的讯息。
We pray that we can have an open and objective mind to the information that we're hearing.
同时也祷告我们能够有开放且客观的一个思维，让我们专注在我们的这些讯息中。
In order that we do not reject the truth, but embrace that and make it a part of our thinking.
同时呢，也让我们不要去拒绝这些真理，要让这些真理成为我们的思维的一部分。
And so we give thanks for this time in Christ's name.
我们祷告是因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. I've prepared this slideshow called the Cosmic System. I'll just bring that up now.
好，我们先把这个 PPT 先给大家看一下，就是有关属世的系统。
And the Cosmic System is really like the doorway for evil to enter into the world. It's like a doorway. You know, the cosmic system is Satan's plan and a strategy to allow evil in the world.
好，属世的系统其实呢是让这些罪恶得以邪恶得以进入我们的一个门户。
Remember, we had the verse, this was from last Tuesday, James 3:15, talking about a wisdom, which is a worldly wisdom. And he goes on to explain. A human wisdom lying against the truth is not from above, but is earthly, soulish, and coming from demons. We had those three things.
好，我们在上礼拜已经有提到，就是雅各书三章十五节说呢，这样的智慧是称之为假智慧。不是从天上来的，而是属地的，是撒旦，也是当今的世界的统治者的。那他是属情欲的，他同时是属魔鬼的，有这三种特别的来源。
And we had a look at that term soulish, because remember, soulish relates to the unbeliever who has a soul but does not have a spirit.
这个所谓的属情欲 它其实它的这个原始的字、哦、它其实用的是属魂的、哦、这个魂是只有人才有的，所以我们它是属人的魂的，而不是来自天上的。
It's impossible for the unbeliever to really understand this concept of evil because he's involved in it and he doesn't have the Holy Spirit to teach him otherwise.
而对一个未信者他是很难够理解、啊、什么叫做这个属魂的，因为当他还不是基督徒的时候，他没有这个神给的灵。那他当他没有灵的时候呢，他其实是没有办法有办法有教导，有属灵的教导。
But to be honest, even a lot of believers, people who have believed in Jesus Christ, they have difficulty accepting this information.
即使是信基督的、啊、他有的时候也是很难去接受，因为所有的讯息来自神的讯息，他有的时候也没有办法全都接受到。
But again, I sort of plead, I guess, with you, you know, to keep an open mind as we go through the study.
但是呢，我当然那个 Tim 就是他持续的在讲道中呢，跟大家所提的事情，大家就是保持开放的状况，让我们继续有机会接受。这些讯息。
Remember, Satan is the ultimate strategist. He's very good at making strategy. He's been around for millions of years. He understands human psychology. He understands world history.
撒旦呢，是一个最厉害的一个策略家。他非常晓得人类的心理学，他也非常了解整个历史。
And he is the ultimate deceiver.
而他是呢，最厉害的一个骗子。
This is what we're up against.
这是我们要来对抗的。
Yeah, if we did not have the Bible and we didn't have the Holy Spirit, we would be completely lost. We would be in this cosmic system as everybody else.
而如果我们没有这本圣经，我们呢就会完全的在这个属世的世界中迷失，跟所有不信的人一样。
The only thing that allows us to understand the cosmic system is the Word of God. And then when you can see what we're involved in, then you can make decisions to rise above the system so that you're not deceived. Only through the Word of God can you really see this deception that is going on.
如果我们因为有了神的这些话语，我们就会知道世界上到底发生了一些什么事情。所以你所有的思维，你可以下很多决定是超越这个属世系统的。
The next slide here, I hope you can see this on your phones and computers and things. I sent it out onto the WeChat groups as well, so you can look on it through there if you need to.
Is this second page or
third? I think this is page number 3.
好，那现在请看这个 PPT 的第三页。
Now we talk about the cosmic system, Satan's classroom for demon influence.
而我们在讲呢，这个属世的系统其实是撒旦的在教导魔鬼影响的一个课堂。
Okay, we talk about demon influence is the thought transference. And thought transference means, you know, Satan has things and ideas going on in his mind, and he wants to put them into the minds of the citizens of the world.
而魔鬼他的影响呢，就是呢，想要把魔鬼的教义，把那些想法转移到信基督的跟不信基督的人的魂里。
And it's no different from how God commands us to take on the thinking of Jesus Christ. So Satan wants you to think the way that he wants you to think, and God wants you to think the way that, you know, God thinks.
所以呢，基本上呢，这跟神希望我们能够真的相信神所讲的，跟撒旦希望我们相信撒旦所讲的是一样的，这是一个两个对抗的势力。
Yeah. And really, Satan does not actually care how you think as long as you're not thinking from what we call divine viewpoint.
其实呢，撒旦其实并不是很在乎我们怎么想，他只是希望我们可以离开，远离神所要我们想的。
See, Satan has his way of thinking and what's going on in his mind, but he doesn't really want you to think like that. That means you'd understand his thinking. You see what I mean?
因为撒旦他其实呢有他自己的想法，但他并不会希望我们真的了解撒旦的想法，因为这样的话你就了解了他，你就可能完全掌控了他的思维。
And so I hope you see the difference there is that Satan thinks one thing, but he wants you to think another. He doesn't want you to think like him because then you'd understand what he's up to.
所以你要先理解撒旦呢，他有他的想法，但他并不希望你想的跟他一样，因为他只是想要欺骗你，所以他希望你的有一个想法，但绝对不是他真正的想法。
Yeah, I mean, there are some aspects of his thinking. For example, he wants you to rebel against God.
他有一些想法是希望你就是要不顺服于神，背逆神。
See, in the mind of Satan, Lucifer, he rebels against God, so he wants you to rebel against God.
当然啦，这个路西佛，这个撒旦，他本身是一个背逆神的人的天使，他也希望你背逆神。
But within his strategy, his plan that he's written down, he wouldn't mind people worshipping a fake god. That's okay if they want to do that. Yeah, he will promote that, the worship of a fake god.
而他呢会撒旦会希望宣导大家去相信一个假神。
And he's been very successful in that plan. You know, billions of people around the world, they worship false gods, they worship statues, they worship Mother Earth, they worship a false religion.
哦、所以呢造成呢整个世上呢非常非常多的人到处都在相信各种假神，相信那些偶像，相信什么这个土地。大地之母，他就是让希望这个属世的人都是去不要信真神。
But God is very different. See, God has a way of thinking which he wants you to think like he does. He's given us his thinking. He says, this is how I want you to think.
而我们的神，我们的上帝是不一样的。我们的上帝是希望他的这个思维是我们能懂的，而且能够思想，整个所有的想法是跟神一样。
We have what's called demon influence. So Satan wants to transfer this way of thinking into your soul, whether you are an unbeliever or even a believer.
而所以呢，你就理解了撒旦，其实这些要将这种魔鬼的思想摆进你的脑子里，不管你是一个信基督的，或者是一个不信的。
I'll just put on the board. There's three main categories of truth we can look at.
那所以呢我们刚刚讲了三个这个属世的这个假象、哦、假来源。那但是呢什么是真正的真理的来源呢也有三个。
Okay, we have the laws of divine establishment.
好第一个呢是神圣建造的规律。
These are laws established by God for society.
这是呢就是神呢他给我们让我们社会可以稳定繁荣而设定的律例。
And this is both for the unbeliever, I'll just put unbeliever here, and for the believer. So we all need to obey these laws.
所以这个呢不只是给我们信基督的甚至不信的人都是在这样的律中这样的定律中建造社会的。
In a national entity, you know, most nations have a constitution, for example, which everybody needs to abide by.
就像所有的国家都会有一个宪法，所有的人都要遵守以宪法为基础所建设的一个国家。
When God first created Israel as a nation in 1441 BC, he gave them 10 commandments, and this was like their constitution.
而在1441年当神第一次建立了以色列这个国家的时候呢神是给了他们十诫这其实就是这个国家的一个宪法。
Because Israel was a nation unto God, the first five commandments are related to how they need to have God as the head of their nation.
而以色列呢，是以神的戒律为他的法律，为他的宪法所建立的第一个国家。
And then from Numbers 5 down to 10 or 6 down to 10, you have laws more relating to society.
哦，所以呢，从第这个十诫里的六到十呢的戒律呢，都是跟整个社会的稳定有关的。
Yeah, for example, don't steal and don't kill your neighbor and don't have sex with a neighbor's wife. These keep a stable society.
好，比如说里面写到说，不要偷窃，不要杀害，不要跟你的邻居 的太太发生关系。
Okay, and those laws are pretty much found in every nation around the world, even today.
而这些法律呢，其实在几乎所有现在到现在的这些国家都一定会有这些法律的条文。
So again, you know, we have laws in society, and these are actually biblical concepts that both the unbeliever and the believer needs to abide by. These are laws which are found originally in the Bible, but
所以这些律法呢，原始是从圣经而来。
But you find them in pretty much every society in history.
然后但是在历史上你可以看得出来，这些法律几乎在所有的社会里面都是一个必定会用到的法律。
Now following these laws, for example, like the Ten Commandments, doesn't get you to heaven, but it does make you moral, it brings morality into society.
而这些律法呢，其实并没有让我们就有资格进到天堂，但是它至少会让整个社会是在一个稳定繁荣的状况下成长。
But Satan will try to play around with these rules.
而撒旦却会拿根据这些法律律法来玩弄这个我们。
Just for example, in the United States, even going back to about the 1950s and 60s,You could get a divorce, but the rules were very strict about the requirements to apply for a divorce.
就像在美国1950-60年代的时候啊，很多人他其实是可以根据法律去申请离婚，但是这个是有一些条件性的。
For example, like the husband or the wife had to be a criminal or have to be proved that they were involved in adultery and having sex outside of the marriage.
Oh,
having an affair.
Okay. 那个时候的规定就是说，如果夫妻双方啊，有一方是所谓犯罪了，他变成一个罪犯的话，那他是另外一方是可以申请离婚的，或者是呢，因为他的夫妻有人有外遇，所以他也可以申请离婚。
And because it was very difficult to get a divorce, it meant that couples would have to just stay together and try to. They had to make it work. They had to make the marriage work.
那因为呢，这种可以离婚的前提还蛮难达成的，所以几乎很多夫妻如果是相处不好，他们也要想尽办法，好保持在婚姻状态中，试着让婚姻可以正常运作。
And that helped to keep society very stable.
而这呢，就让社会呢变成比较稳定的状态。
Yeah, marriage is one of the backbones, I say one of the backbones, one of the foundations of society.
因为婚姻绝对是在一个社会里面是可以稳定的一个基础。
But over the last 4 or 5 or 6 decades, the laws have been crumbling. The requirements for divorce are now almost non-existent. If you want to get a divorce, because we've changed, she changed too much, and I don't like her anymore, let's get a divorce.
而但是呢，经过这四五十年来啊，这个甚至更多了、哦，已经整个社会呢对于离婚已经有不同的观念，所以整个法律也变得好像越来越简单。你只要是好像跟对方不适应，你就可以申请离婚。
And it's not just in the United States, but it's all over the world.
而且不只是在美国，全世界都如此。
But the reason, you know, the United States has often been a leader in these trends because.The United States has been what we call a client nation. Are you familiar with that term? A client nation. It's sort of been like a Christian nation, a representative of Christianity in the world.
而美国呢，它这怎么说？它都是一个世界的一个潮流的领导者，所以它甚至被它又是一个所谓基督教国家。
And it means it's become the focus for demonic attacks to change that society.Things like marriage, which were stable in America, that system came under a lot of demonic attack. It's been the focus of Satan's strategy to change that. Okay, you know, Satan doesn't like marriage because it makes for stable society.
Right? 而因为撒旦并不喜欢婚姻，因为婚姻可以保持社会的安定。
And also marriage is, in the church age, remember it represents Jesus Christ and his relationship to the church.
而要记得婚姻在根据这个圣经讲婚姻跟的关系就好像耶稣跟教会的关系。
And Satan's idea is to make people free agents, really. I mean, in one way he wants to capture them, obviously. But in another way he wants to get them away from God's system.
而撒旦的目的呢，就是要让这些整个世界呢，或者每一个人呢，都远离神，
okay,
远离神的这个思维跟教导。
And that's where we get into what's called liberalism.
这就成就了后来我们把它称之为自由派、自由主义。
Okay, we'll see some more examples of that later.
等一下我们会再举一些例子。
But again, Satan has always attacked marriage, and we see that today where you have especially high profile people in Hollywood, and they get married for a month or two and then they get divorced.
而所以呢，撒旦一直呢都在企图要攻击婚姻，让婚姻越来越不稳定。所以你会看到那些在好莱坞的这些明星们，他们常常结婚两三个月就又离婚了。
It makes a joke of marriage.
他们基本上是在对婚姻开玩笑。
And a lot of people think, well, why should we get married at all?
所以很多人会说，那我们干嘛要结婚呢？
And they end up having children outside of marriage.
所以他们甚至就开始在婚姻外生孩子。
And then that causes all kinds of problems for stability as well.
而这样子，这些婚姻外的这些没有在婚姻下的一些孩子的生养，也造成社会更大的问题。
Oh, so the laws of divine establishment actually help protect the unbeliever.
而所以这个让社会整个神圣的建造的律法呢，也真正的是也可以保护到一些非信基督的人。
Another thing which is truth, and these are truth, laws of divine establishment are truth. Another aspect of truth is the gospel message.
所以刚刚讲的这个第一个真理是神圣的建造社会的一些律法。第二个呢是福音。
Okay, and the gospel message, and we say like it's a one category of truth, this is only for the unbelievers.
而第二个福音的讯息的这个真理是真正是给非信者、未信者的。
Yeah. See, believers don't need the gospel message, they're saved already.
因为已经信基督的人他已经不需要福音了，他已经相信你已经得救了。但是未信者呢，他就需要福音。
Remember, you only need to believe in the gospel message once.
因为你只需要一次相信，就终身得救。
Yeah. Of course, occasionally it's nice to be reminded of the gospel message, but that comes out in our Bible classes when we study about salvation, for example.
但是我们当然也常常需要被复习这个福音的教导，那当然在我们的圣经课里面就会教导。
Okay, but that's when we should be studying about deeper aspects of the gospel message.
但是呢，我们在圣经课里当然要学的是更深入的福音。
And that comes under the third category of truth which God provides to the world, and that is Bible doctrine.
而第三个真理呢，就是圣经的教义。
Okay, and that's for believers only, of course.
这当然是给真正的基督徒了。
But Satan will try to attack all categories of truth.
而撒旦呢，却会攻击所有的刚刚三个真理。
Now, remember, Satan's idea is to deceive and distract people from God and the plan of God.
不要忘记，撒旦的目的就是要让我们从上帝的计划、上帝的话语、上帝的思维中分离出来，让我们分心出去。
Okay, and the only way that you can be protected from that deceit is by putting truth into your soul.
而你要如何才能够从这些欺骗之中、撒旦的欺骗之中保护自己，就是把真理放进你的心中。
See, we have that last sentence in the slide here. See, truth protects people from demon influence, which is the invasion of the soul with false thinking.
好，所以呢，真理呢能够保护人免受魔鬼的影响啊，以及免受错误思想对魂所发起的侵略。
Now I talk about the word, we use the word demon influence, but really there's other words for it. For example, satanic propaganda.
好，所以我们有些时候说魔鬼的影响，那有的时候说这个是撒旦的宣传。
Or doctrines of demons.
或者是这些魔鬼的教义。
Or just deceit.
或者说欺骗骗取
okay, so there's different words for it, but here we use the word demon influence.
很多这刚刚以上这些词都可以替代这个魔鬼的影响，就各种说法都可以。
So since God did not create his creatures with false thinking, demon influence is the policy and principles developed by Satan after his fall. See, God did not create us with false thinking.
那因为呢，神造人和天使的时候，并没有给这些错误的思想。魔鬼影响就成了堕落后的撒旦所制定的政策跟原则，也就是说呢，神并没有给这些错误的思想给人或者是天使啊，这是撒旦他自己创造的。
And that just shows how intelligent Satan is. He's not just deceiving the humans. He was able to deceive 1/3 of the angels.
所以你就知道说撒旦有多聪明。他不只是可以来欺骗我们人类，他甚至把三分之一的天使都骗了。
So he's pretty clever, right?
非常非常聪明。
As the leader of all fallen angels and the current ruler of planet Earth, Satan has been able to compile a cosmic system.
而且呢，作为一个堕落天使的首领呢，当今世界他也是一个当今世界的统治者，撒旦能够编制一个属世的系统。
Now remember we had those two verses last week talking about how Jesus said that Satan was they translate as the prince, but really it's the ruler, he's the ruler of the earth.
记得我们上礼拜也讲说耶稣称撒旦是一个王子，但其实那个最好的翻译就是说他是一个领导，是世界的领导。
Okay, and that came out in John chapter 12 verse 31.
这个是在约翰福音12章31节里面讲。
And then we had Paul, he says that Satan is the god of this world. Now, it's still the same word, theos, but you know, we have many different kinds of gods.
And 而保罗呢，把撒旦称之为这个世界的 the king of the world.
The god, he's the god of this world.
哦，保罗是把撒旦称之为是这个属世的神。
Yeah, the Greek uses the word theos, which is the same word we have for God.
而其实这个在希腊文里面就是把它称之用的那个字啊，几乎是跟我们称神一样的字哦，就它是属世这个属世界的神。
OK, we'll close down now for 5 minutes. We'll see you back at let's say quarter past 2 or quarter past 1 if you're in Thailand.
我们先休息
2:15
在2:15回来。